Every year, more than 3.6 million referrals are made to child protection agencies involving more than 6.6 million children who have experienced childhood abuse. At least one report of child abuse is made every 10 seconds, and in 2014, state agencies found an estimated 702,000 victims of child maltreatment. Individuals who reported six or more adverse childhood experiences had an average life expectancy 2 decades shorter than those who reported none. In a study done by the Child Help Organization, 80% of 21-year-olds who reported experiencing childhood abuse met the criteria for at least one psychological disorder. April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month, and the Hayes-Caldwell Women's Center reported that they served 465 victims of child abuse just last year. The Hayes-Caldwell Women's Center is a not-for-profit organization which offers free short-term counseling and advocacy services to victims of family violence, sexual assault, and child abuse who reside within the Hayes County and Caldwell County area. They also provide several resources of education for healthy and unhealthy relationships, child abuse awareness, and internet safety. Hayes-Caldwell Women's Center volunteer coordinator Zoe Arabzadegan says the organization created a display to honor Child Abuse Prevention Month.
We wanted to create a visual display, something that would be impactful when people looked at it, because, you know, 465 is quite a bit. So we wanted something interactive that people could participate in and also, you know, really see how many victims there really are in our community.
The traveling display made of blue paper flowers was revealed at a luncheon on April 8th for National Wear Blue Day, where participants and volunteers came together to discuss aspects of child abuse. Arabzadegan says that the luncheon proved to be insightful on the effects of child abuse for the community.
So we had it on the wall and we had photo props that we use. And at that meeting, or a luncheon rather, we, with HCWC staff, we talked about how we got involved in child abuse, you know, as a profession, and some of the cases that people have worked that have kept them going, because it is a very tough job. We watched a video that had to do with kind of the impacts of abuse on children, and then the video, I think it was about 20 or 30 minutes long, it showed the progression. The girl who was the main character in the video actually ended up growing up and was a functioning member of society. So it had to do with the hopefulness that sometimes we forget about and kind of overcoming those obstacles.
The Hayes-Caldwell Women's Center encourages the local community to continue participating in Child Abuse Prevention Month by wearing blue and posting pictures on social media with the hashtag #StopTheHurt. The center is also currently accepting donations for the cause, whether it be money or time spent volunteering at the center. For KTSW News, I'm Carlos Marquez.